the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. The bitch is back. I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. I've also, against my better judgment, decided to accept the kind invitation of the Foxy News people. I will be on Fox News this Sunday, I believe in the 12 o'clock hour. I'll confirm. I'll let you know. I'll probably post on Twitter or Facebook or something. And I asked, so, you know, now that you sucked me in, now that you got me going back on Fox, and apparently I become a favorite. I must not be doing it right. My wife's like, why do they keep inviting you back? You must not be doing it right. I said, obviously, I'm doing something wrong because I should be banned from Fox News by now. But anyways, I'll take another crack at getting banned on Sunday. I'll be on with Mike Emanuel. I've been two, three times on his show. Like three times this year I've been on Fox News. That's a little scary, man. Rachel Maddow, 844-967-2789. You could always invite me on. So anyways, hope you watch me. But the bitch is back. In this case, the bitch being Roger Stone. That's how he announced his return to the Twitterverse. Let me read just a little bit from the Daily Beast. I think you folks are going to like this one. You know Roger Stone. He's the goofy-looking guy. Kind of looks like the Penguin of Batman fame. Wears the goofy glasses and often the tailored suits. My understanding is he's got a big-ass Richard Nixon tramp stamp right in the middle of his back. Something quite strange about that to me. And he was pardoned by the former president, Donald Trump. But now he's back on Twitter, baby. Roger Stone tries to come back to Twitter. Let me read. After Elon Musk purchased Twitter for $44 billion. And as an aside, if a guy can offer to pay $44 billion for anything and still be rich, we got to start taxing the rich. I think, and I didn't actually verify the accuracy of this, but someone said, you know, if you saved $200,000 per day from 1492 on, from the day Columbus found America till today, you'd have somewhere close to $44 billion. If you save 200 grand a day for however many years that is, what, something more than 500 years at 200 grand a day. You know, these numbers are just bigger than my ability to comprehend. But, you know, I'm sure it's going to work out fine for him. I hear the stock price over at Tesla is way down, though. Guy lost like $140 billion on his stock price, or at least the corporation he's a major stockholder in does. So, you know, careful what you wish for, Elon. Apparently, Roger Stone wished nothing more than to be on Twitter. Kind of like Trump. You know, if Elon does actually close on this transaction, if he actually opens or closes on Twitter, I guess the case would be, you know, if he lets Donald Trump back on, if Trump is permitted to be on the platform, he will be on there all day, every day, like he always was. I mean, this whole Truth Social lark, Trump has posted once on his own social media site in months. But let's talk about Roger Stone for just a minute. Roger Stone's homecoming didn't last long, as the longtime ally of ex-president Donald Trump was rebanned within hours of creating his new account. Well, bitches, I'm back on Twitter, Stone bragged on Telegram early Thursday morning. I'm anxious to see how strong Elon Musk's commitment to free speech is. Well, maybe you should wait until after he owns the joint. After the new account at Roger Stone USA was connected to the self-described dirty trickster, he was banned within minutes again. The account reference was permanently suspended for violations of Twitter rules, specifically our ban evasion policy, a Twitter spokesperson told the Daily Beast. That's where I find this reporting if I didn't mention that. Reached for comment by the Daily Beast, Stone said, I posted a new account to prove a point. I look forward to whoever made the decision to suspend my account getting fired. Attention, Elon Musk. Man, these guys are snowflakes, right? In 2017, Stone was initially banned from Twitter after hurling a series of vulgarities at CNN host on the platform. Here's again a quote. My new Twitter account was suspended after just 6 hours. So much for free speech. He further wrote after getting the boot, just makes me like Telegram all the more. What, no Truth Social? In other Stone news, he has recently launched his own nightly show, The Stone Zone, on Frank Speech. Now, I watched a little snippet of The Stone Zone, you know, just because it was called The Stone Zone. I got confused. I thought it was something entirely different. And it was pretty bad. He's not as dynamic as yours truly, not in the media format at least. Pretty bad stuff, pretty bad tech. I mean, at one point, the producer interrupts him during a segment, you know, like live TV, live streaming, whatever they're doing, and said, hey, man, can you sync up your voice with your face? Basically, his video was so off. It was like watching an old kung fu movie. You know what I'm saying? In other Stone news, I know I'm being a bit redundant here. He has recently launched his own nightly show, The Stone Zone. Not to be confused with The Stoned Zone, which apparently Crudy was looking for, on Frank Speech, the streaming platform created by, wait for it, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, and claimed he was being censored on his pal Trump's social media site, Truth Social. So let me see if I got this straight. Roger Stone can't even find a platform on Truth Social. There's only like 500,000 people on Truth Social. Twitter, last time I checked, like 192 million. Substantially larger as an outfit, organization. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. Apparently, he has funded efforts to break laws, commit crimes, breach voting machines in 5 different states. New reporting out, we'll tell you all about it. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You got a bitch? Call us right now, 844-967-2789. We'll come back with your calls and more breaking news.